We come to the final session on prayer, how to spend a day in prayer. I remember reading E.M. Bounce's very good books on prayer. In there he's written, God's acquaintance is not made hurriedly. He does not bestow his gifts on the casual or hasty comer and goer. To be much alone with God is a secret of knowing him and of influence with him, said E.M. Bounce. When I read Matthew 14:23, I was very surprised.
After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone.
See, it was whole day Jesus was praying to the Father. So I get my clue from the Lord Jesus. He did it many times. I was introduced to the Navigators, and they taught me on how to spend a day in prayer. We'll come to that in a minute. So, what do we find about Jesus? He spent the whole day in prayer to the Father. This may surprise you, but I can assure you, if you do it, you will wonder why you didn't do it before. This is one step further than what we are doing now today. That means we are studying one step further than what we are doing today. The whole day you are alone with God's Word, with no interruptions from anyone. The Old Testament giants like David, Daniel, Moses and others spent a long time alone with God. So also many Christian men and women today who are most used by God are those who spend a long time with God alone in prayer. These times become anchor points, times when you drive a stake as a landmark and go on from there. These are extended times of fellowship with God beyond your morning devotions for a renewed perspective to sharpen our vision, for catching up with the intercessions. We can't pray every day to catch up with our intercessions, for prayerful consideration of our own lives before God, to evaluate where you are in relation with your goals and get directions from the Lord through His Word, for adequate preparation of the task ahead, and many things like that. Our prayer is done on the basis of God's Word. Very important. Exposing yourself to God's Word, which leads you into prayer. There's a way in which you can make these times more profitable. Let me say again, the Navigators, they taught me. I've used the material many a time when I was a young Christian. When people came to the Lord, I used the material for them to give to them. So, how to go about it? Having set aside a day for prayer, pack a lunch. That's what I do. Flask sandwiches and fruits. And if I'm going to a place where there's a restaurant, well, you need not take a lunch with you. Pack a lunch and start out into an open park or a place like a conference center or somewhere if it is raining. Find a place where you can be alone, away from distractions, without mobiles. Very, very important. No mobiles with you. An outdoor spot is excellent if you can find it. But your main attraction is the Word of God and not the scenery, where you can be quiet. Take along a Bible, a notebook, a pen, a hymn book. Well, I don't take a hymn book because I can't sing hymn. But if you are a type who can sing hymn, who like to sing, then take a hymn book. Even if you're all day, you will want to use it profitably. So morning till evening, and don't take too many items. Experience has shown that time is too short for me, that one day. So lose no time in starting. Start purposefully and punctually. Divide the day into roughly three parts. That's what I do. The first part, waiting on the Lord. Don't hurry. You'll miss the point if you look some mystical or ecstatic experience. Just seek the Lord and wait on Him. God promises us that those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Read Psalm 62 and Psalm 139. Grasping the truth of His presence with you, as you read each verse, ponder the impossibility of being anywhere in the universe where He's not. That's Psalm 139, so good. So wait upon Him first to realize His presence. Spend time slowly looking at other parts of the Bible where we learn about God. Read Isaiah 44:24-26.
Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself, who frustrates the signs of liars and makes fools of diviners, who turns wise men back and makes their knowledge foolish, who confirms the word of his servant and fulfills the counsel of his messengers, who says of Jerusalem, she shall be inhabited, and of the cities of Judah, they shall be built, and I will raise up their ruins.
1 Chronicles 29:11-13.
Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honour come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name.
Psalm 104, and so on. You may start this time by praying Psalm 119:18.
Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law.
First, wait on him to realize his presence, and then, secondly, for cleansing. The last two verses in Psalm 139 lead you into this. I love that verse 23 and 24.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Ask God to search our hearts, as these verses suggest. Because if I ask God to search my heart, a lot of things come in my mind. Let him search my heart. Read Psalm 51 or Psalm 32. David's songs of confession and thanksgiving will help you. That leads to the next stage, waiting on God to worship him. Read Psalm 103 and 104, a wonderfully portions of scripture to follow as you praise God for the greatness of his power. Use Revelation chapter 4 and 5 in your prayer to him. You may also use your hymns if you are singing. I can't sing. I'm always 4 notes ahead and 3 notes behind when you are in the church. But you can use a hymn book, and you can use a hymn book and read it and appreciate what you are singing. Many a time people sing but don't know what they are singing because they are so caught up with the tune. Well, you can read it and appreciate it. Then the second part. Prayer for others. Now is the time for unhurried, more detailed prayer for others that you don't get ordinarily every day. Here are 3 suggestions for prayer. First, ask specific things for them. Perhaps what you know from their prayer letters. Pray for spiritual strength, courage, physical stamina, mental alertness, and so on. Imagine yourself in the situation where people are. in the mission field or at home and pray accordingly. Second, see how Apostle Paul prayed in the early chapters of Philippians, Colossians, in the first and the third chapters of Ephesians, and use it in your prayers. It's good to type it up and have it ready and make it your own. Thirdly, you're praying for yourself something, ask that for other people. Desire for them what the Lord has shown you. And the third part, pray for yourself. You're facing an important decision. In that case, you may want to put this before praying for others. Bring this second and then praying for others last. It depends upon what situation you are in. If you've got a very important decision to make, if you've got a big program coming or something that you want to do, then bring this second after meeting with the Lord. Let your prayer be ordered by Scripture. And again, ask the Lord for understanding according to Psalm 119 verse 18, as you did before.
Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law.
1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10 is a good example to follow.
Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain." And God granted what he asked.
That is, prayer for your growth, personal life, your work, for victory over sin. Pray in the will of God. Pray in Philippians 1:21.
For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
As your goal and ambition, because of his promise in Romans 5:5.
And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Two questions answered. Variety is important during your day of prayer. Read a while, then walk around. As you read, you can walk around. As outside things pop up in your mind, when the things that are not in the lips, simply incorporate them in your prayer. Or if you get a notebook, write it down so that you can deal with it. If something pops up, you know, devil always will come and put things in your mind. Don't go away from the subject. Write it down and you can deal with it at the end of the day. If it is something you shouldn't forget, jot it down. Don't push them aside. Because if you push them aside, it'll come out to you again and nag you. But pray when you can to take care of them and how. The result of your day of prayer should be the answer to two questions Apostle Paul asked on the Damascus Road. Read Acts chapter 9, 5-6.
And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do."
So his first question was, "Lord, what will you have me to do?" Don't think you must end the day with some new discovery or extraordinary experience. No. Looking for a new experience or insight you can share with someone else when you come back will get you off the track completely. That's not what you're doing for. What would definitely happen if you expose yourself to God's word unhurriedly? Prayed as you have never prayed before, which affects your daily life and conviction of a deeper relationship with the Lord. Satan will keep us from praying. So prayer needs to be planned and disciplined to be slotted into the regular program once a quarter or half yearly if you're very busy, or even every month if you can do it. One thing I can promise you from experience is that your life in Christ will never be the same. Once you start it, you would definitely want to do it more often. Ask God to help you to do that. You know, there is a note which I picked up from Navigators They have a booklet, How to Spend a Day in Prayer, by Lone C. Sani. Let me read you the front thing. How to do it. Instruction is invaluable, not only for painting the house or seed the garden, but in the things of the spiritual life as well. The practical suggestions given in this booklet have helped many Christians, including me, discover the blessings and profit spending a day in prayer. The Navigators. Amen.